am I the jerk? I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe I am. Let's find out.
All right, fellas, you ready to go?
So ready.
Here's a good one. Hello, friends. Possible jerk situation. I was on a half full flight today. I am at the window. There's nobody in the middle, and there's a guy at the aisle. The row behind is full. The row ahead is empty. You got it? It's very important. The seats were tiny, so I wanted to lean my seat back and make some space, but that would be real rough for the person sitting behind me. So I decided to move up a row to the window seat directly in front of me. That way I can lean as far back as I can, and I know there's no one behind me. I tell the guy in the aisle that I'm moving up a row so that I can move the seat back. He lets me out. I sit down in the window seat. Our guy then moves to my old window seat directly behind where now sitting.
You're kidding me.
Am I the jerk for leaning my seat right onto his knees within 1 minute of takeoff?
No. What is that guy doing?
I get it, but you kind of, plain rules or plain etiquette, you kind of have to acquiesce. If there's someone behind you, at least not within the first 60 seconds of taking off.
That is ridiculous.
But that guy knew exactly what he was going to do and why he was moving his
seat.
That
guy is a colossal jerk, because if he wanted an aisle seat, well, he could have moved up and taken, the window seat.
He could have moved up
to the empty row and taken the window seat.
And the guy specifically said, I'm moving up so I can lean my seat back and I won't bother anyone behind me.
Yeah, so he already let him know I'm leaning my seat back.
And then that guy moves over to the window seat.
Then maybe nobody is the jerk in the situation, and like he knows what he's signing up for, and you can do your deal.
I mean, what I can't.
I
even...
personally just think if you lean your seat back on the plane, you're a little bit of a jerk in any scenario.
Because I disagree.
Not going back that
jerk.
Far.
Yeah, but they should make it where they don't lean back at all.
Maybe they should make it 3 inches of more space in every single seat.
It never bothered me when somebody leans it back in front of me. And you can the seat goes back, lean it back.
You can drive your car 140 miles an hour, but you don't do it.
Right.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
I didn't know there was a limit to leaning seat back where there's just posted on the plane.
It should be.
Only lean your seat back. I know it goes back 4 inches. Please only lean it back 2. I can't. I mean, what would prompt the guy in the aisle
to move over to the
window?
That is incredible. That's the one where
I can't even process. It's like he did it on purpose to screw with the guy.
I would even, and I don't say anything. I avoid confrontation at all costs. But I think even I would say, well, you knew I was moving up here to lean my seat back.
That's
right?
What I would do. Like, hey, I made it pretty clear what I was going to do here. So I'm going to still do that. Just so you're still aware, making sure you're aware.
And if you just want the window because that makes you feel more comfortable, that's fine. But my intentions are to do this. I think that's one of the few times I think I may say something.
That is amazing.
But that is remarkable that he immediately moves to his seat on the window.
I mean, if I was this guy and that happened, unless you just really want a window seat, I would have got up and moved to the aisle seat.
That's the next move, right? Is you just play.
I'm like, okay, well, I don't want you directly behind
me. Back and forth. And zigzag around until that guy stops following you.
Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing, man? Like, what's going on here?
He's probably doing a little bit of a bit, I would imagine.
I guess, he's going to be uncomfortable because the seat is going to be moved back.
That is so
I'm going to say there's no jerks in this scenario. There's just
I think
maybe
the guy
weird
that moved from
decisions.
The aisle to the window
I agree.
A total jerk.
I
what does that affect the guy ahead of him unless he just didn't lean his seat back?
He may have knees in his seat. And he may put him in there.
It's just so strange.
But that wasn't part of the scenario that was presented.
What is the human need to be as close as possible to other humans?
Boy, that's a great question.
That's a good question, but I do think there are some people that are feel in their minds that they're way more comfortable in a particular area. Because I am an aisle seats sitter, and I feel like I am way more comfortable sitting in the aisle than I am
the
window.
As well.
And if there's an opportunity for me to move there,
so
maybe I'll think that, but
is this?
I think I'd rather sacrifice that to have a little comfort for.
Does it say what airline it is? Because it could be the open seat airline.
Does not say.
Okay, because if you wanted the window seat, and the aisle in front of you is totally empty, that means there's two things here. Either, one, you had to buy the specific seat, and that row would have been empty where you could have bought the window seat anyway. Or you were open seating,
and you
realize you can sit
there
wherever you want. You could have sat by the window seat before that guy came to climb over you to sit in the window on the damn aisle you're on.
I'm with you. I agree with Matt.
Man, this is impressive. I'm impressed by this.
I just
humor.
Don't know how much it really affects the guy ahead of him. Like, if he made it clear just, and the guy moved behind you, I mean, just lean your seat back.
But yeah, you're not a jerk for moving or... I'm just... I cannot process what the dude was thinking that moved me out of the window.
He might just want to sit by a window. There are window sitters. Like, those exist.
Right. So
there
buy, are. They're more comfortable.
But buy the seat by the window.
Or just move up when it's there
when
it's open in the first
plane,
place.
Sit at the window.
Yeah. That would have been probably my point.
I don't really see a huge issue with any of it.
Well, I hope it turned into a fight and they dumped them in the lavatory.
Yeah, I don't think that was the case.
So unnecessary.
Gents, I was at supermarket when I saw a lady leaning over with 5 boxes of strawberries open. She was picking through each box, taking
what
all the good
the
ones.
What world are we doing?
Hang on, I'm not done. And moving the less good ones to other boxes, all the while touching all the strawberries with her unconfirmed dirty fingers. I watched in disbelief until she was about to walk away with the good box, leaving the other boxes compromised and touched. I then asked her sort of gruffly if she was taking all the boxes she rifled through. She looked at me and said, no. I said, yes, you are, with a certain tone.
All right.
She then put the box back in the rack, abandoned her basket, and scooted out of the store.
And then I took the one that she had put all the good
boxes. Damn right.
Am I the jerk? Direction appreciated. That is from Neil.
You're not. She's going straight to jail because
that's incredible.
A household that goes through an unending amount of strawberries. The kids love strawberries. It's incredible how every single one of those cases will come with half that are already completely rotted.
Yeah, what is that?
And so if you're going through there and picking out all the good ones and making your little gift basket for yourself.
Your golden basket of strawberries. Prison.
These aren't
and
melons.
The bad prisons too.
You know, like you'll squeeze on the melons,
yeah,
so or maybe avocados,
avocados.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. You might give those a squeeze to see,
sure,
you know,
if they're ripe.
Right,
it's nice to squeeze fruit. You got to check it,
but you don't do that. You don't open the box and go, dude, which one's good. I'm glad you said something.
That's pretty sorry. That's pretty sorry if you're
real bald.
If you have 5 boxes open and you're just picking out the good ones for your own box, that is the epitome of sorry.
And she knew it too because she was like, "Okay, I'm just."
She was embarrassed that somebody called her out because she was like, "My God, I'm the most selfish human alive. I will leave."
She had never thought. I wonder how many times she had been in a store and pulled that move.
I will bet you
that
is way more common than what we think,
and nobody will say anything.
I'm sorry.
She's not going to stop.
No.
Go back later.
She might have just done a lap around the store and came back.
I think even if I was her, and that's what I normally do. If he's, are you going to take all the boxes? No, I'm just going to take this one.
And then
because I packed it,
I might go immediately to the cash register and buy that little package of strawberries. Like, if I'm her,
great.
I'm definitely with Matt though. If I'm in the market for strawberries and she had done that and she just walks away, hey, thank you.
Hell yeah.
Take them.
Yeah,
this is the prime box right here.
And you know, you wash the fruit before you consume it, so just even her touching it, it doesn't.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah,
it's
but
all
you're
going
to ruin the integrity of the strawberry. Once one of those gets touched, they start deteriorating. The oils from your skin, it's very sensitive.
It's like if you pick up a baby bird.
Yeah.
You ever heard that? You can't touch a
bird.
That
the mom wouldn't want to deal with
it
anymore.
Human on it. It's like, nope.
Strawberries are a very sensitive fruit. You got to be aware of this.
Well, I don't know if she's, you know, twirling it on a finger like a basketball to see if you can bounce it.
No, but she's not taking care of the ones that kind of suck.
What if she's picking it by the green part?
She's not. I'm telling you that.
You know, apparently you can eat the green part.
All right. I mean, why?
Can you?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not tasty at all.
I know. I was like, why?
Strawberries kind of suck, in my opinion. But
I like strawberries.
I don't like strawberries.
Hot. Sports.
They suck. How do they suck?
They're all seedy, and it's a weak flavor as is. They're not good. Strawberry flavoring is worse than strawberries, but strawberries in their original form as fruit suck.
me tell you something.
Man, I love strawberries.
Strawberries on a salad improves the salad.
Fruit on the salad's bad.
Good Lord.
That is
sports.
That's something I just can't wrap my head around. And I think you're a jerk. And I'm about to write into Am I the Jerk?
I'll find a jerk.
At gmail.com.
All fruit in salad is stupid.
No, you are a big
That's
jerk.
That's so wrong.
What about a fruit salad?
It's
incredibly wrong.
Fruit-based salad dressings, get out of here. Don't eat
it. You don't need salad dressing. The fruit and the vegetables give you the flavor you need.
You still need a little salad dressing.
I like to eat it dry.
Bet you do.
Okay, everyone grow up here.
No.
The salad.
Go eat your strawberries. I refuse to grow up.
We're going to make Travis eat a fruit salad.
We hold him down.
Open your mouth. I'm just saying, not just a salad with fruit, but if you have a chicken salad and you have a little feta cheese and pecans,
now we're
you
talking.
Throw some strawberries on that thing.
Why don't you throw a tomato in there?
Ew.
Ooh, tomatoes
or
as
who
well.
Wants to
carrots,
do that?
Maybe a little red onion.
Okay, red onion.
With strawberry.
Yeah.
Gross.
I like it. I'm in. Some shaved almonds.
Yeah.
Some kale. Little spinach mixed in.
Yeah, I'm good with all that. Just keep your fruit out of my salad.
A goosenberry? Man.
I say keep all fruit out of pies.
What is a goosenberry?
It's delicious.
Fruit out of pies. You want fruit out of salad? I want fruit out of pies.
I'm with you on that, too.
What?
Hot fruit sucks.
Yeah. Cooked fruit is terrible.
What the hell is going on?
Factually incorrect.
I like cobblers and pie.
Gross.
They're delicious.
Yeah, peach cobbler. Yuck. Apple pie.
Isn't it weird that we call peach cobbler cobbler, but a cobbler is a guy that makes shoes? What?
Good Lord, man.
We're all over the place today.
It's 1111. Am I the Jerk? 1310 at gmail.com is where you send your submissions.
But you have to admit that's strange.
Yeah, dude. We got
never even thought about it. Like the mirror thing.
Really?
That never. No. Never.
There is no way.
Don't sound so surprised that you're the only one that thought that.
No one's thinking these.
I guarantee you other people have thought the mirror thing.
Yeah, people in insane asylums.
And maybe the cobbler thing, okay, but like you think, oh, man, a cobbler made these shoes, but if I eat cobbler, it's a fruit treat.
Fruit treat.
What?
Okay.
College football. We'll do that next. Here, take it.